B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Maseches Yuma, and we're going to start the very first daf Beis Omed Aleph. And Maseches Yuma is primarily going to be discussing the Avoida of the Yom HaKippurim, of Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur Avoida, one that we say in the Piyutim, there's different Nuschois, but in Musaf of Yom Kippur, we all know that there's that long and famous Avoidas Yom HaKippurim. And this Masechta is going to take us through the different stages of that Avoida. And many of us will know that the Avoida of Yom Kippur, unlike most Avoidas throughout the year, where during the year any korban could, any kohen could really do the Avoida. However, on Yom Kippur, the Avoida had to be done uniquely and exclusively by the kohen gadol. Says the Mishnah, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin, they would separate Kohen Gadol mi Beisoi, they would say, come out of your house and come into the complex of the Beis HaMikdosh, where to Lelishkas Parhedrin, that was in the Azorah, there was a chamber called Parhedrin, and we'll see in the Gemara later why it was called that way, but he would go there, and Umasaknim Loi Kohen Acher Tachtov, and they would also prepare a replacement kohen, just in case, chas v'sholem, something happened to the kohen, and he became tomei, either with tumas keri or any other type of tomei, that would prevent him from being able to do the avoid on Yom Kippur, then they would prepare a second kohen, just in case. Shema yera by psul, maybe a psul will happen to him. Reb Yehuda says, not only would we take the Kohen Gadol out of his home into the Beis HaMikdosh, a very pure place, a place where he could prepare himself and make sure that he's well prepared and able to do the Avoid on Yom Kippur. Not only that, but also his wife. They prepare a second wife. If Chas v'Shalom, his wife, passes away, that he should have a second wife in order that when it comes to Yom Kippur, he will definitely, or we can assume, he'll definitely be in a status of married. Maybe his wife will pass away, and you'll ask a question, and so what if his wife passes away? Why should that affect the validity of the Avoida? Yes, it says in the Pasuk that one of the Avoidas that the Kohen Gadol would do, he would bring a korban that would atone, it would atone for him, and atone for his bias, for his home. Who's his home? That's his wife. So you see that the Pasuk says that in order to be a Kohen Gadol, to do the Avoid on Yom Kippur, you have to be in the status of having a wife. Omruloi, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kain, if you're worried that maybe his wife is going to die, Ein Nedava Soif, maybe a second wife will die and his third wife will die. There's Ein Nedava Soif, there's no end, and therefore we are not concerned that his wife will die. And therefore, we do not need to prepare for him a second wife. Just the Kohen Gadol himself, in order to make sure that he's tohir and able to do the Avoida, he gets separated from his home and is taken to the Beis HaMikdosh, to the Lishkas HaParhedrin. Says the Gemara. And the Gemara, it seems that this is nothing to do with the what we're about to learn, is nothing to do with Maseches Yuma. And we'll soon see a little bit where they do merge. But Tanan Hossam, we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Pora. We know that there's a concept of Pora Aduma, and the Kohen Gadol would be involved in preparing the Kohenim. The Kohen Gadol would have to oversee it, but there would be a Kohen that was involved in preparing the Pora Aduma. They would take this red cow, they would take it outside the Machane, they would burn it there, they would mix the ashes with water, a whole Maseches Pora discussing it, and that's what they would do whenever they needed more of this water in order to purify the people that had become tomei from having touched or come into contact with a corpse. So what do we see in the Mishnah in Parah? The Shivas Yomim Koidim Sreifas HaParah. 7 days before they would do this procedure, they would do this Sreifa, they would burn the Parah Aduma. Hoyim Afrishin Kohen, they would separate the Kohen that was going to do it, HaSreifas HaParah, the one that was going to burn the Parah. Mibesai Lelishka, they would remove him from his home to a chamber. Where's the chamber? The Mishnah doesn't tell us. We know that it's approximately, it's Alpnei HaBira, it's facing the Bira. And where approximately is that? That's Tzafoino Mizracha, on the northeast, which is quite vague. And there's actually a Machlekes Rishonim that over here in the Gemara, Rashi says that this was actually a chamber in the Azorah. And we'll soon see a machlokes in the Gemara what Biro means, whether Biro means the whole Harabayis or whether it means the Beis HaMikdash itself. But either way, that just tells us where this chamber was facing. Al Pnei HaBiro, was it facing a specific place in the Beis HaMikdash or was it facing a specific area in the Harabayis? But where the chamber actually was, according to Rashi, was in the Azara, and according to Tosfos, it was in the Harabayis. And what was unique about this Lishka, this chamber? The Lishka's Beis HaEvan Hoysa Nikras. It was called the Lishka of the Beis HaEvan. It was a stone Lishka. V'lomo Nikra Shmo Lishka's Beis HaEvan. Why was it called out of stone? It was not the only chamber that was made of stone. Shekol Maaseo, because everything that was done that week with this Kohen in this chamber was done with utensils, Beklei Glolim, with utensils made of dung, or Beklei Avonim, utensils made of stone, or Beklei Adoma, or from earth, Maitam. Why would they use these utensils? And what's actually unique with these utensils is that they are not able to become Tomei. Any utensils, vessels made of wood, made of metal, and a number of other types of materials, they are Tomei. However, these materials, Glolim, Avonim, and Adoma, they do not become Tomei at all. And why were they so particular only to use these Kalim? All the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, they were Tohir. Even if it was metal Kalim, they could become Tomei. No reason they should be Tomei. We make sure they're Tohir. This person, this Kohen, is Tohir, and Why should we have to use those utensils that cannot become Tomei? Maitam asks the Gemara. Kiven de tvul yoim kosher beporo. There's a certain leniency that we learn. It's a Torah Shebaal Peh, but the Chachomim taught us that even though the Kohen who's burning the Por Aduma has to be Tohir, however, we know there's a concept called tvul yoim, which means a person that became Tomei, he went to the mikveh, he has to wait till it's night, Her of Shemesh. For example, if he touched a Tomei Sheretz, one of the creatures that make a person Tomei, then it's not good enough normally for him just to go to mikveh. He has to go to mikveh and wait till the night, and then his purification is finished. That's when he's completely tohir. However, there's a halacha that Por Aduma, one's allowed to burn the Por Aduma even in the status of Tvul Yoim, even before the night. The Tzidukim, who didn't believe in the oral Torah, they said, no, a Tvul Yoim is called Tomei, and therefore he cannot burn the Por Aduma. So in order to be lahoitzi milibon shel tzidukim, in order to be the antithesis of those who are anti-Torah Shebaal Peh, what did they do? When it came to burning the Por Aduma, they would intentionally make the Kohen Tomei with the Sheretz, and he would obviously then go to the mikveh, and that day, before it would be the end of the day, he would burn the Por Aduma, just to prove and make a statement. Tvul Yoim is kosher. But well, people will see that the Kohen who's burning the Por Aduma is, so to speak, being lax with halachas of Tumah. People will come to Mezalzel and think, the Tahara of the Por Aduma is not so important, which is clearly not the case. And because of that, in order that people should take the Tahara, all the other halachas, seriously, there would be many, many chumras and stringencies that were involved in preparing this Por Aduma. And one of them was that the 7 days that this Kohen was in this Lishka, they would only use types of stone, types of utensils that could not even become Tomei. Ditnan, Metamin hoyu ha-Kohen ha-Seirif ha-Saporo, they would make, we learnt in a Mishnah, that they would take this Kohen and be metamehim intentionally with a Sheretz. Umadbilinois, and then he would go to mikveh. Lahoitzi milibon shel tzidukim, in order to the literal translation is to remove from the minds, from the hearts of these Kofrim, of these tzedukim, Shehoyu Oimrim, they used to say, but Mu'rovei Shemesh Oisonasis, you're only allowed to do the Por Aduma after Herev Shemesh, after nightfall. And therefore, Tkinu L'Rabbonon Klei Glolim Klei Avonim Klei Adoma, they instituted that this Kohen should only use those Kalim, those utensils that could not even become Tomei. Klei Glolim Klei Avonim Klei Adoma. D'loi L'Kablu Tumah. This was one of those stringencies that would prevent people from being lax with the other halachas of Por Aduma. Asks the Gemara, Maishnot Tzfoino Mizracha. This chamber that the person, the Kohen that was going to burn the Por Aduma was put for a week, was a chamber that we saw was the Tzfoin Mizrach, the northeastern chamber that was facing the Bira. So why did they choose northeast? That means it seems that being north and being east is trying to teach us something, to remind us something. What's the significance of that? Kiven dechatosi, even though, so the Gemara says that since, not even though, since the Paraduma is called a chatos, the chatos to unat sofein, all the other korban chatos, not Paraduma, Paraduma was actually brought outside the machane altogether. But since it's called chatos, and all other chatois, you had to shecht in the tzofin on the northern side of the Azara, therefore this chamber would be on the north in order to remind the Kohen, the reason you're here is you're busying yourself in preparation for something that's called chatos, for Paraduma. Uchsiv. And there's a pasuk, another pasuk that says, El noichach pnei oil moed, where would they shecht and burn the Parah Aduma? It would be opposite the entrance of the oil moed. They would do it on Har HaZeisim, and from the place that they would burn the Parah Aduma, they could actually see straight into the entranceway of the Beis HaMikdosh. And this Beis HaMikdosh, also called the oil moed, inside the Heichal, they could see straight through into the Heichal. What was that called? What side was that? That was on the east, on the Mizrach. The entrance to the Beis HaMikdosh, the entrance to the Oel Moed, was on the Mizrach. So in order that you should remember that you're going to burn this Parah Aduma in the east, facing the Beis HaMikdosh, therefore this chamber was not only on the north to remind you that it's a type of a chatos, it was also on the east, and therefore it was in the corner of the northeast. Tkinu l'rabbonon, therefore the Chachomim said that there should be a lishka, a chamber, tzfoino mizrach, northeast, keheichad el hevel le'akeira, in order that there should be a reminder that he's engaging himself with preparation for the Parah Aduma. Says the Gemara, my Bira, we saw that this chamber was in the northeast, facing the Bira. What's the Bira? Omer Rabba Bar Barachona, it's machleikus Omer B'yechanon. B'yechanon said, mokim hoyo bahar abayis o Bira shemoy. That Rabbi Yochanan says that there was a place, a specific place in the Har HaBayis that was called Bira, and this chamber was overlooking that place, irrespective of whether the chamber itself was in the Azara, like Rashi says, or on the Har HaBayis, as Tosfos says, but it was overlooking this place on the Har HaBayis called Bira. Rish Lakish Omer, Rish Lakish says, Kol HaMikdosh Kulo Ikori Bira, the whole Beis HaMikdosh was called Bira. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Habira asher hachkinoisi, the bira which I prepared for myself, referring to the whole Beis HaMikdosh. So that's why it's called El Pnei HaBira, irrespective again whether the chamber was in the Azara or outside the Azara, it was facing the area called Bira, which is referring to the entire Mikdosh. Continues the Gemara. Minohan Mili, where do we know? We've learnt now in our Mishnah that the Kohen, 7 days before Yom Kippur, they would separate him from his home and put him into the Lishkas Parhedrin. Then we learnt in a Mishnah in Parah, 7 days before burning the Parah Aduma, the Kohen would be separated from his home and put into this chamber that we've discussed. What's the source? Where in the Torah do you see that the Kohen Gadol and the person before Yom Kippur and the person about to burn the Parah Aduma have to be separated for a week? Omer Minyumi Bar Chilkia. Omar Mechasio Bar Idi Omar Bechnon. Bechnon said as follows, Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk. And what happened, what is this Pasuk talking about? We know that there were 7 days of Miluim, 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where Moshe and Aaron, they had to stay inside the Mishkan. They were not allowed to come out for 7 days. And then on the eighth day, that is when they did the Chanukas HaMishkan. That's when they started bringing the Korbanos. And that was the famous Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan first became active. So what does it say in the Pasuk regarding the Miluim? The Pasuk says, Kasher also b'yom hazeh, the same as you did now, b'yom hazeh, regarding the Miluim, that what? That you had 7 days where you were separated from your homes and you were in the Mishkan, then Tziva Hashem, la'asos lechaper aleichem, similar to that, Hashem has commanded you to do as an atonement for you. And this seems to be a superfluous pasuk. What's going on here? We know that by the Miluim, they had to be 7 days in the Mishkan, and then on the eighth day, they started the Avodah. But what's this that Hashem says, in the same as this day, that's what you should do also for to have an atonement for yourselves? This is obviously alluding to something, some other places where you have to also have 7 days of separation. So the Gemara says, when it says in the Pasuk, ביום הזה ציוו השם לעשויס, לכפר עליכם. The word לעשויס is אלו מייסיפורו. That there's something else you'll be doing, some point, some time, where in preparation for that something, you'll have the 7 days of separation. What is that something? That something is the Parah Adumah. לכפר עליכם, when it says as an atonement for you, that means that there's going to be some type of time and that where you're going to be engaged in achieving atonement, and you'll also have 7 days of separation before that. לכפר, אלו מעשי יום הכיפורים, is talking about referring to Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, בשלי מכולי קרא בפרה לא מתוקם. I could understand that the entire, all the words in this pasuk, we understand that they wouldn't all be talking about the Parah Adumah. Why? Because Lechapir Ksiv, the Pasuk does speak about atonement, V'paro Lav Bas Kapori. And even though the Parah is called Chatos on some level, but it's not coming to atone for an Avera. So I can understand that when it says Lechapir Aleichem, it's teaching us the 7 days of separation before Yom Kippur. Elo Eima. But why can we not entertain the idea that Kulei Kra B'Yom HaKippurim Ksiv? Maybe the whole Pasuk is coming to teach us that Kashe Oso B'Yom HaZeh Tziva Hashem La'asis Lechaper Aleichem means that before Yom Kippur you have 7 days. What made you assume that there is any word in this Pasuk that's telling us that 7 days before Parah Adumah you have to separate the Kohen? Answers the Gemara. Elohim them is the question is Kulei Kra B'Yom HaKippurim Ksiv? Omri, they answered, no, Yalif Tziva Tziva. Because since it says in the Pasuk here that we're talking about Tziva Hashem Lasis, the word Tziva is telling us, go find another Tziva, and then you'll know what this Pasuk is talking about. Ksiv Hocha Tziva Hashem Lasis. Over here by the Miluim, it said that the same as the Miluim had Prisha, so too Tziva Hashem Lasis. Or Ksiv Hosom. And it says, where by the Parah Adumah, Zois Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tzivo Hashem Leimor. So you see that Parah Adumah is also called Tzivo. So Zegzer Shavah, Tzivo, Tzivo. So this Pasuk must also be referring to Parah Adumah. Ma'ala Alon Parah, Afkan Parah. In the same way as in that second Pasuk, Zois Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tzivo Hashem Leimor is referring to Parah Adumah. It's explicit in the Pasuk, Dabar El B'nei Yisrael, V'yikhu Eilecha Parah Adumah Tmima. So Afkan, so to here, that also the Pasuk in the parish of Miluim that's telling us that there's some other place where you have to do the Prisha is also referring to the Parah Adumah. We also learn Ma'akan Prisha, and so what do we learn from here? That in the same way as the Miluim, there were 7 days of separation, Afla Alon, so too by Parah Adumah, as we saw here, that the words La'aseis Elu Ma'ase Parah is also telling us that before burning the Parah Adumah, they had to do Prisha, they had to separate the Kohen for 7 days. Asks the Gemara, V'eima Tziva D'Yom HaKippurim. No, maybe the whole Pasuk is only telling us that the Kohen before Yom Kippur has to separate himself. You're going to say, what's with the word Tziva? And you saw, you found Tziva by Parah Adumah, but we also found Tziva by Yom Kippur. Tziva, it says in the Pasuk, V'yas Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. That at the end of the whole Avoid of Yom Kippur, it says that Aaron HaKohen did like Hashem told Moshe. So you see there that Yom Kippur is also called Tziva. So then again, you can't learn from the word Tziva that it has to mean Parah Adumah. So again, maybe the whole Pasuk only is telling us that you need Prisha before Yom Kippur, not before Parah Adumah. Answers the Gemara, Donin Tziva Delifnei Asiya Mitziva Delifnei Asiya. By Parah Adumah, the Pasuk there says, even before it says that what you should do, it uses the word Tziva. The Pasuk says, Zois Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Leimor. And then it says, Dabar El B'nei Yisrael, V'yikhu Yilecha Parah Adumah. It says Tziva before telling us what they did. And also by Miluim, the Pasuk that it says by Miluim, it says, Kasher Oso B'yayim HaZeh Tziva Hashem La'asis Lechaper Aleichem is also talking about before the Pasuk outlines what they actually had to do. However, when it comes to Yom Kippur, there the Pasuk is talking about that they'd already done it, like it says in the pasuk. V'hoyso zois lochem luchukas oilam lechaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatoisom achas b'shono v'yas kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe, that they did everything Hashem told them to do. The tziva there is talking about after telling us what was being done, and therefore it's not similar to miluim donin tziva delifnei asiyah mitziva delifnei asiyah v'ein donin tziva delachar asiyah, which is Yom Kippur, mitziva delifnei asiyah from the miluim. Asks the Gemara, okay, so you've got a tziva. You don't want to use it for Yom Kippur because the tziva by Yom Kippur is after the Asiya. And therefore you assume it means Por Aduma? No. Maybe it means a different tziva, not Por Aduma. Ve'im a tziva de Korbonis. Maybe all other Korbonis. When the Korbonis tzibur, it says in that context also tziva. So maybe it means that any Kohen who's ever going to Shecht, a Korban tzibur, a communal Korban, has to have 7 days of Parisha before. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, B'yoyim tzavoyisoy es b'nei Yisrael lahakriv es korbanchem l'Hashem b'midbar Sinai. So you see that before the Korban is tzibur, it says the word B'yoyim tzavoyisoy, which is similar to tziva, and maybe any Kohen who's ever bringing a Korban tzibur has to have Parisha. Answers the Gemara, no. Donin tziva mitziva. By Por Aduma it says tziva. By miluim it said tziva. We learn one from the other. Ve'in donin, we do not learn tzavoisoi, that korbonus, where it says tzavoisoi mitziva from the word tziva. The words are not exactly the same. Asks the Gemara, ma'inaf kumina. The root is the same. The content is the same. The meaning is the same. It doesn't have to be the same word. V'aton debi Rabbi Shmuel, did we not learn in a braisa of Rabbi Shmuel that makes Gzeirah Shovah from Veshov HaKohen, where the Kohen returns to the home of the Metzora, Ubo HaKohen, and the Kohen comes to the home of the Metzora, and we make Gzeirah Shovah, even though Shov and Bo are two separate words, two different words, but even though, since they mean the same thing, you can make Gzeirah Shovah. Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia, that Shiva returning and Bia coming are both the same, they mean the same. So Tziva and Tzavoisoi should also mean the same. Says the Gemara, you're right, but only when you've got no other choice. If you don't have something similar, if you don't have something exactly similar, exactly the same, you can take something that's got a similar meaning. But if you've got something which is exactly the same, for example here, tziva by miluim, tziva by Por Aduma. We're not going to say, use tziva of miluim to teach us halacha for tzavehu of korbonos. Tzavoisoi of Korbonis, it's not the same. We have a Por Aduma where it says tziva. Aval heicha de'ika de'domile, mid domile alfinon, we make the Gzeirah Shovah to the thing which is exactly the same. Okay, so that's how we've now established that the word la'asois by miluim is telling us that in the same way as miluim had 7 days of Prisha, so too by Por Aduma had 7 days of Prisha. And now we're moving on to the next point that we saw. From the words Lechaper, we said Lechaper is teaching us that in the same way as there's 7 days Prisha by Miluim, there's also 7 days Prisha before doing the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, which is the context of our Mishnah here. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. Lechaper, from the word Lechaper, what did you learn? Eilu Maisi Yom HaKippurim, that you need 7 days Prisha before Yom Kippur. Ve'im Kapara de Karbonis. And this, over here we're talking about Korban Yochid, Rashi says, that maybe any person that's shechting any korban has to do 7 days of Prisha. Because by the korbanos it says, v'chipir olav hakohen, that the korbanos are a kapara, an atonement. So why are you saying that the v'chipir of miluim is teaching us only Yom Kippur? Maybe it's all korbanos, which are also v'chipir. Answers the Gemara, miyodinon ha'ikohen misrami, the boy lay Prisha. Which Kohen? A Kohen can know in advance that in 7 days from now I'm going to shecht a korban and therefore I need to separate myself from the home and go into the chamber 7 days before. Which Kohen knows 7 days before that he's going to be doing that? Omri, they said to him, that's not a good refutation. Alom aloi, why can't you know? Nibu lay Prisha lekula mishmeres beis av. We know that every week there was a different family of the Kohenim that they would do the avodah. So a week before, that family would come, all the Kohenim in that group would do the Prisha. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, no. Donin dovor shekavua luizman, we prefer that to learn Yom Kippur, which is a fixed date, midovor shekavua luizman, from miluim, which was a fixed time. Lafuke, in contrast, that means, and not to learn korbonis, to kol yom is, no, korbonis is not something that has a fixed time. And therefore, we're not going to use the word lechapir by miluim to teach us halacha for all korbonis which don't have a fixed time. Asks the Gemara, okay, so all korbonis, korban yochids, don't have a fixed time. Granted, you don't want to learn that from lechapir. But ve'imer golim, all the korbonis of yomim tovim, they have a very fixed time. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, we know exactly when they are. So maybe we learn from miluim that anyone who's going to bring the korbonis of the yomim tovim, will have to have prisha. Ve'imer golim, says the Gemara, no. Donin dovo shenoyeg pam achas b'shono. We learn Yom Kippur, which is just once a year. Midova noyeg pam achas b'shono. From miluim, that was just once. Lafuke regolim, and not to learn. Regolim, delav pam achas b'shono ninu. It's not once a year, it's three times a year. From miluim, which was just once. Says the Gemara, okay, so you don't want to learn all three yomim tovim from miluim, because miluim was once, Sholish Regolim was three times a year. Ve'ima regel echad. So say any one of the Yomim Tovim, not any, but maybe we learn from Miluim that one of the Yomim Tovim needs Prisha 7 days before. Why do you assume it's Yom Kippur, which is Lechapir? Maybe it's a korban of one of the Regolim. V'chiteiman, are you going to say, lo yodin on hayminayu, we don't know which one Yom Tov is the one we're going to compare to Miluim? I'll tell you. Maybe it will be Chag HaMatzah, is Hoyelu Posach by Hakos of Tchilo, since it's the first one mentioned in the Torah. Chag HaSukkos, or maybe it will be Sukkos, Hoyelu Misrabe Meruba Mitzvah, it has lots of mitzvahs on Sukkah. On Sukkah we have Sukkah, we have Lulav, we have Arova, we have Nesuch HaMaim, things we're going to learn about in Mitzvah Shamin Masech HaSukkah. And therefore, it has a lot of mitzvahs, maybe it needs a prisha, a separation time, a preparation time before. So, maybe Lechapir of Miluim is not coming to teach us 7 days before Yom Kippur, it's coming to teach us 7 days either before Pesach or before Sukkos, says the Gemara. No. Elodonin Prishas Shiva Loyoim Echod. We prefer to compare, to learn, a case where you have a 7 day preparation for a single day Avodah, namely Yom Kippur, Mi Prishas Shiva Loyoim Echod, to learn it from the Miluim, which was a separation of 7 days for the one day. Which was, it was a preparation for that eighth day when they would, on the Shchodesh Nisan, where they would start the Avodah. Vein don in Prishas Shiva l'Shiva, but we don't not going to learn a separation of 7 days in preparation for a 7 day Yom Tov, namely Pesach or Sukkos, mi Prishas Shiva l'Yom Echad from Miluim, which was a separation of 7 days for just 1 day. Says the Gemara, okay, so not Pesach, not Sukkos, because it's 7 day Yom Tov. Ve'im Shmini, what about Shmini Atzeres? It's also Yom Tov, and it's once a year. So why don't you learn that 7 days before Shmini Atzeres, before bringing the korbanos of Shmini Atzeres, the Kohen had to separate himself? The Prishas Shiva Yom Liyom Echotu. Since Shmini Atzeres is just 1 day, it's similar to the Miluim. Answers the Gemara, no. Donin Dovo She'en Kedusha Lefonov, Midovo She'en Kedusha Lefonov. Yom Kippur and the Miluim had something in common, that before the eighth day and before Yom Kippur, they are not Yom Tov days. They're just regular weekdays. And therefore we compare them. Ve'en Donin Dovo She'esh Kedusha Lefonov, Midovo She'en Kedusha Lefonov. But we don't want to compare something that has a Yom Tov before, namely Shmini Atzeres, which has 7 days of Yom Tov of Sukkos before it. And we'd rather do that, rather learn Yom Kippur from Miluim than learn Shmini Atzeres, which has a whole Yom Tov before it, from Miluim that didn't. Says the Gemara of Lav Kal V'Chimel, I don't understand. If Miluim needed 7 days preparation, even though there was no Yom Tov before it, then even more so Shmini Atzeres, which has a Yom Tov before it, and there's even more Kedusha there, of course you should need 7 days of preparation. Lav Kal V'Chimel, Hashte Dovo She'en Kedusha Lefonov Boye Prisha, Dovo She'esh Kedusha Lefonov Lei Kol Shkein. You should need even more separation time in preparation for a Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, which has 7 days Yom Tov before it. Says the Gemara, it's going to be two answers. Omer of Masharshia, loy. No. Why? Because what does it say by the parasha of Miluim? It says the word hazeh. As we saw before, kasha also b'yoyim hazeh. What does it mean hazeh? Hazeh ksiv? It means kozeh. It should be exactly similar. It's not about the kal v'chomer, and this is not about logic. It's got to be exactly like this. And since Miluim didn't have a Yom Tov before, therefore we do not learn from Miluim that 7 days before Shmini Atzeres that does have a Yom Tov before it. And we do learn from the Yom Kippur that does not have a Yom Tov before it. that you need 7 days of prisha. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Mi'ikum midi, is it possible? Does it make sense? The ikar rege loiboy a prisha. That sukkos itself, you don't need to prepare yourself. That's the main part of the interview is sukkos. And there you don't need 7 days preparation before. You don't need 7 days separation before. Tofel today, the day that's just an annex to it, it's just the finale of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. The boy appreciates should need to have 7 days of separation. That wouldn't make sense. And even those who say that Shmini Atzeres is not just an annex, an end of the Sukkos, it's a Yom Tov on its own. Hanemili, that's only true, even according to that opinion, it's only true, le'inyan, it's only regarding six halachas, pazar, keshav, there's the halachas of pious, zman, regel, korban, shir, and brocha, which is discussed elsewhere in Mitzvah Masechah Sukkah, we'll discuss them. But that's in Shemini Atzeres, it only has these six halachas, where regarding these six halachas, Shmini Atzeres is not considered a continuation of Sukkos, it's a yontiv on its own. In that aspect, it would be similar to Yom Kippur. Avalin in Tashlumim, but regarding Tashlumim, which means if somebody didn't bring his Korban Chagiga on Sukkos, that he can still bring it on Shmini Atzeres, everybody agrees that Tashlumim Derishainu. It's just a final, it's just a being Mashlim, it's a completion of Sukkos. Dotnan, we learned in the Mishnah, that Mishaloi Chog B'Yom Tov Rishon, anyone who didn't bring his Chagiga at the beginning of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag at the beginning of Sukkos, Chogig V'Hailich Kol HaRegel Kulay. He can bring the Korban Chagiga right through Yom Tov, V'Yom Tov Achrin Shel Chag, including Shmini Atzeres. So you're saying here that before bringing the Korbonus of Shmini Atzeres, you should need the 7 days of Prisha, but there's one of the Alochos of Shmini Atzeres is that it's just a Mashlim of Sukkos. So it cannot possibly be that the Sukkos itself doesn't need 7 days of preparation and separation, but Shmini Atzeres does. And that's why Rav Ashi says that it's clear that from the words Lechaper is not referring to the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. In the next Gemara we'll see why it cannot be referring to Shavuos, which is also just 1 day. It doesn't have a Yom Tov before. It's not Tashlumim of any other Yom Tov. And therefore, why don't we say that the Lechaper is not telling us that you need 7 days Prisha before Yom Kippur, rather 7 days Prisha before Shavuos. We're going to see that in the next Shir.